Whether this is your first visit to Whitlingham, or you come here regularly, I'm sure you'll appreciate the beauty and tranquility around you. Yet 100 million years ago, a warm-watered sea, filled with all manner of weird and wonderful creatures, covered the whole area. This sea eventually receded, leaving behind the remains of the millions of animals that had lived within it, that had died and sunk to the bottom. Their remains had decomposed and been crushed together to produce a layer of chalk. On top of this chalk, and following the last ice age, a layer of sandy soils and gravel was deposited as the ice melted. 300,000 years ago, the area would have been rough grassland, and this gave way to forests of birch and oak, and as the climate continued to warm, this then evolved into an open heathland where horses, fallow deer, bison and mastodon, a now extinct species of elephant, roamed. These would have been preyed upon by large carnivores such as lions and wolves, as well as your prehistoric ancestors. In modern times, Whitlingham has seen yet more dramatic changes. Gravel's been extracted from here for use in building roads, shopping centres and houses since 1988. Without the gravel extraction from the Whitlingham area, the beautiful country park that's been created would not exist for your enjoyment today. This extraction made huge holes in the ground. What do you think these holes were filled with? Water. Did you guess correctly? The two broads in the park were formed as a direct result of the gravel extraction and were completed in 2004. This makes them very new broads. Did you know that Whitlingham is part of the Broads National Park? The Broads is a unique place, protected for its special landscape and wildlife, and a place for everyone to enjoy. As you walk round the park, think about how it's been shaped and changed by Mother Nature and the people who've lived and worked here. All may not be as it seems.
Hello there. I hope you've remembered your paints and canvas. One cannot help but be inspired by a landscape such as this. I founded the Norwich Society of Artists over 200 years ago, becoming its first great master. We were a merry band and loved to jaunt to Whitlingham to practice our art. We would paint the chalk quarrying, the water meadows, the country lanes, the farms, the houses and the rivers. Whitlingham really epitomised the English rural scene and was also nice and easy to reach from our homes in Norwich. We especially loved to paint the ruins of St Andrew's Church down Whitlingham Lane. A more romantic scene is near impossible for one to find. Mind you, a member of the society tells a most unsettling story. On top of the tower are four large stone figures of the evangelists. At midnight on New Year's Eve, the figures come alive and march around the parapet, greeting each other and shaking hands. Legend has it that this ungodly sight can only be seen by unmarried people. Whitlingham wasn't only popular with artists such as ourselves. On holidays, folk from Norwich would descend upon the area on a fleet of pleasure boats. Armed with picnics, they would enjoy time away from the smoke and smog of the town and while away the hours in these most beautiful of surroundings. Quite a picture, you might say.
Whitlingham has a rich history of mining. Before the gravel extraction that shaped and fashioned the land that now lies before you, flint, chalk and clay were all mined in large quantities. Flint was found in the dried-up chalk beds of the warm water sea by prehistoric men who once roamed the area. It could be easily flaked to produce sharp edges, making it invaluable for cutting wood, hunting animals, even fighting other people. Flint continued to be mined until just over 100.